The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Joined by Jake Tapper from CNN in the next hour. Right now it's 8 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. The news sponsored by the Big Screen Store. Looks like the police situation on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge may be coming to a close. The eastbound span's been closed for around an hour now, which is not good news here into the holiday weekend. Jamie Witten joins us with the latest from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And that is exactly what's happening on the bridge right now. They're winding down this police activity when they came upon an unoccupied vehicle on the bridge. But they're still holding up traffic, and I'll let you know as soon as some of those lanes reopen. Coming up next in traffic.
Thank you very much, Jamie. She joins us with the latest again at 8:05. President Obama says the world leaders he's been talking with at the G7 summit in Japan are rattled by the prospect of a President Donald Trump. Speaking with reporters earlier this morning, he says it's for good reason.
A lot of the proposals that he's made display either ignorance of world affairs or a cavalier attitude or an interest in getting tweets and headlines instead of actually thinking through what it is that is required to keep America safe and secure and prosperous and what's required to keep the world on an even keel.
At the summit itself, he says they're tackling security and trade issues. He'll also be visiting Hiroshima tomorrow.
Part of the reason I'm going is because I want to once again underscore the very real risks that are out there and the sense of urgency that we all should have.
Obama will become the first sitting U.S. president to visit the site of the atomic bombing. Following the highly critical Inspector General's report of her use of a private email server, Hillary Clinton says there's nothing new there. Speaking last night in L.A.,
there may be reports that come out, but nothing has changed. It's the same story. Just like previous secretaries of state, I used a personal email. Many people did. It was not at all unprecedented.
Trump had a rally calling it very bad news for Clinton. And following that rally, Trump making an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, where Kimmel allowed Bernie Sanders to submit a question, and he invited Trump to a debate between the two. Trump's response?
We would have such high ratings, and I think I should take that money and give it to some worthy charity, okay?
So if it was done for charity, you would agree to do that.
If you paid a nice sum toward a charity, I would love to do that.
Sanders on Twitter says, game on. Officials in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia have agreed to framework legislation that creates a new safety oversight commission for Metro. The D.C. Council and the two General Assemblies still have to pass identical legislation once everyone gets back in session. The Federal Transit Administration has been overseeing safety efforts since the Tri-State Oversight Committee was taken off the job, but FTA intends to do it only temporarily. We've been telling you about a proposal to add cameras to the inside and outside of school buses in Montgomery County. Tonight, the school board votes on it.
On an average school day in Montgomery County,
it's estimated that MCPS buses are passed between 800 and 1,200 times.
And that's why School District Transportation Director Todd Watkins says there's been talk about increasing the number of cameras on buses.
Force Multiplier outfits the entire fleet of buses in a district. They provide live and recorded inside and outside video cameras on every bus.
And there would be no additional cost to taxpayers. It's funded by those drivers who violate the law. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And the House is voting to maintain control over the district's budget process after the mayor and council tried to sidestep Congress for the first time this year. They're passing a bill disallowing the district to spend local money without first getting approval from Congress. D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton on the floor called Republican House members hypocrites, accusing them of running the district like a plantation. The White House, though, has threatened to veto the bill. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,851, NASDAQ at 48.94. Sports, Nats lost the rubber game to the Mets. The Cardinals visit Nats Park tonight. O's lost by one in Houston. NBA playoffs, the Cavs blew out the Raptors, taking a 3-2 series lead. NHL playoffs, San Jose Sharks, the first team to reach the Stanley Cup Finals. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Heads up, folks. Weekdays at noon.
The nation's most prominent conservative commentator.
Rush Limbaugh.
The nation's most prominent commentator.
Conservative, liberal, moderate, independent, what have you.
Washington's Mall. WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go back to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Finally, some good news on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Traffic has just been released literally about 2 minutes ago. The first of the cars now heading eastbound over the Bay Bridge. We had a shutdown for a little over an hour due to police department activity, which has now been resolved. The big delay is about a 5 mile backup to the Bay Bridge. Also, what authorities have done, they have allowed two-way traffic to use the westbound side of the Bay Bridge to try to alleviate some of this traffic. So it'll still be a while till we can get that cleared out. And with the getaway, that might just linger for quite a while. 270 southbound. Once you get by the volume near Hyattstown, just get a little break in Clarksburg, and then we're going to hit it slow. Just south of Germantown, jammed onto the 270 spur, but the crash now to the shoulder. Maryland 95 southbound with our biggest delays now from the ICC to merge onto each loop of the Capitol Beltway. Northbound 95, the crash before the ICC, that's been cleared, and those northbound delays actually eased out. Getting a little bit more intense here with this crash on the freeway. It's going to be westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel before you get to the 14th Street Bridge, and I'm looking at 295 delays just jammed in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Trying to push some showers in from the west. We'll see some sunshine with increasing clouds as we go through the day. A stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon, and stay warm. Up near 88, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Gainesville, 64 in Kensington, 64 here in D.C. Remember floppy disks? Employees at the Pentagon certainly do. They still use them almost every day. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. In just a few moments, we're going to be joined by Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Always think twice and check it out before you press send. That's what people have been saying about email for years now, because when you push send,
it's too late.
There is no turning back. You know, maybe you shouldn't, you know, reply all with that snarky, obnoxious message.
You got to be careful about the reply all.
You got to be careful with that. And, well, something happened yesterday that is a good reminder of this. Now, before I get into the story, we would love to hear yours. Everybody has done this. Everybody has a story about erroneously sending an email to the wrong person, and sometimes it's the last person you actually wanted to
hear that particular information.
That email, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Let me tell you the horrible, horrible story yesterday for poor Hope Hicks. Hope Hicks is the communications director for the Donald Trump for President campaign.
All right.
She has been with Donald Trump from the very beginning. I believe that Hope Hicks, her relationship with Donald Trump goes well beyond the presidential campaign.
Okay.
I think that she has been working with the Trump organization for quite some time.
I got you.
And now they're coordinating with the RNC for the national campaign.
Right, right. That's happening now.
And she compiled an email specifically asking researchers at the RNC, the Republican National Committee, to assist in pulling up some talking points, some facts, some information, maybe a little dirt on Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton's involvement with the Whitewater investment. We familiar
Give
with
me some
Whitewater,
background on Whitewater, right?
Because we're going to go after Hillary on Whitewater, and we want to have all our ducks in a row and get all the information on that investment together, right? Yeah. That's happening. Now, you can understand, I assume these emails are going on,
This
right?
happens all the time.
So she sends it to Michael Caputo, who is now a campaign advisor to the Trump campaign, but he's also done work, I believe, with the RNC, I suppose. But she didn't send it to Michael Caputo.
She thought she was sending it to Michael Caputo. But who did she accidentally send it to?
She sent it to Mark Caputo.
And?
No relation.
Right.
Mark Caputo is a political reporter for Politico.
So this big campaign document, this strategy document that lays out what they're going to be doing next and the things they're going to be going
and
after.
And specifically some dirty, nasty campaigning.
And it ends up in the inbox of a guy who works for Politico.
Yeah, a reporter for Politico. You know, imagine you're Mark Caputo, you're sitting there at Politico, you're like, I don't know, what am I going to write about today? What do we got? I don't know, I could write about Hillary, but you know, I don't want to hurt here. And then
you've got mail.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Hold on. I think I just found a story. I love how Politico writes it. The email was obtained by Politico when Trump campaign spokeswoman Hope Hicks, who Caputo copied on his request to the RNC, accidentally responded instead to Mark Caputo, a Politico reporter who is not related to the Republican consultant. Yeah. So
they're in.
That is pretty devastating. And your heart goes out to Hope Hicks. And here's why. Because we've all been there. And we would love to have your story as well. 888-630-WMAL. I haven't had a devastating one. However, for about 6 months while working for Breitbart, back when Andrew was still alive, we got into a habit where we were all sort of copying each other on story ideas and on suggestions.
Internal discussion.
There were often collaborative efforts on some stories. And I always tended to copy the same group of people because I valued their opinion. I would copy Andrew Breitbart. I would copy Alex Marlow, who is the current editor-in-chief over there. I would copy John Nolte, who was the editor of Big Hollywood. And I would copy Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro, brilliant guy, Ben Shapiro.
Smart guy.
Super smart. Smart and always good at, and those were sort of my go-to copies. I would throw those out there on the copies.
Yeah,
and it was like, and Ben Shapiro was driving me nuts because Ben would never get my emails. I was like, Ben, can you give me some feedback on this? And I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't see it. What are you talking about?
Apparently, there was somebody else in my address book named Ben Shapiro.
Oh my!
I don't even know who it is. It's some other Ben. I mean, can you imagine two Ben Shapiros?
Gosh, there can't be but one.
So there was, and I never heard back from this Ben Shapiro, whoever the heck he is. But this Ben Shapiro ended up getting all of these copies that I was sending to Ben.
So you were sending them to the wrong guy.
Thankfully, nothing awful happened because we were never involved in anything that wasn't absolutely pure and forthright.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess everybody has hit the reply to all, but nothing that was particularly embarrassing. Just a lot of people got some emails that didn't mean anything to them. No, so I can't point to an embarrassing situation that involving me. However, at a past employer, not here, of course, but at a past employer, I worked for a company that had, we all used a certain, internal computer software, piece of software. We all used
it. It's like an instant messaging thing,
and
isn't it?
We had a top line system where you could top line very quickly other people in the organization, and they could top line. You could have conversations very quickly. So you could, ask a quick question and get, and without having to pick up the phone, you just tap them out a little note, right? Yeah. And everybody used the top line system. Well, occasionally somebody would be talking about you to another person, but instead of sending it to the other person, they accidentally sent it to you.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, and so
there, this person was specifically like gossiping.
There was
or
a colleague of mine years ago who was, going to town on me. Just ripping me a new one up one side and down the other, calling me everything in the book, and didn't realize that instead of sending to this other person, he was actually sending messages about me to me.
Oh, wait, so did you like come down the hall?
I just sat there and watched it for a long time and wondered how long it would take this person to realize what he was doing, and it wasn't but about 10 minutes later this person appears in my doorway. Hey, I was just messing around with you, right?
Yeah.
I said, I know exactly what you were doing, jackass.
It is great though that you and James Rosen buried the hatchet.
No, it wasn't James. It wasn't James. James would never. James didn't have to. We sat next to each other.
Hold on, I want to know who they were talking to, because if they were talking to someone about you, it had to be another BR. So it had to be either Brit Hume
Bear. No,
not the person who did it, but who they were trying to communicate to, right? Yeah. Or no matter.
Well, I mean, but you're assuming it was at that employer. I didn't say it was at that employer.
Oh, you're right. I said it could have been at Fox 5. It could have been down in Tuscaloosa.
It was Mobile. But it was a previous employer. That's all I'll say.
We'll leave it at that. All right. It could have been Playboy. You worked at Playboy magazine for a while, didn't you? I could have sworn I saw a picture of you over at the Playboy mansion.
No.
All right. We want to hear your calls. 888-630-9625. What are your horror stories about sending the wrong email to the wrong person? Our own Heather Hunter, executive producer of Mornings on the Mall.
She's had one of those experiences.
She's got a great one. She didn't do it, but we're going to get to it. It's about another talk show host that is devastating. She's going to share that story in a moment, and your stories, too. But first, it's 8:15, Brian.
Yeah, that means that it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Never put anything in writing.
That's right.
I've heard so many people say that. Okay, let's go to where we've had our big story this morning, to the Bay Bridge, and finally, the police activity has been resolved on the Bay Bridge, and they have reopened the travel lanes. Yes, we have a huge backup about 5 miles if you're coming out of Annapolis. I know it's the big getaway to get to the Eastern Shore, but again, no longer stopped is the Bay Bridge. Also, to help alleviate some of these delays, they're allowing two-way traffic on the westbound side, so one lane will get you by using the westbound span. Now, closer to home, man, we have a busy rush hour. DC 295, right as you come off the Beltway northbound, just a solid lineup to continue onto the Douglas Bridge onto South Capitol Street. The big story is actually to get onto the 11th Street Bridge, the freeway crash after the 3rd Street Tunnel before the 14th Street Bridge. Southbound George Washington Parkway getting better. The accident near Spout Run cleared. 270 Spur, that accident cleared, but still heavy out of Germantown. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, some sun this morning, increasing clouds in the afternoon, and it is possible that there could be a thunderstorm. It's possible. High of 88. Tonight, again, a thunderstorm is possible. 30% chance, but a low of 67. Tomorrow, 88, and again, a rumble or two might be heard. And then on Saturday, the crown jewel of the next few days. Highs in the upper 80s and abundant sunshine. And on Sunday, clear to partly cloudy, temperatures in the mid-80s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 68 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? We can help. Listen every Saturday at noon to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines.
That horrible moment when you realize you sent an email to the wrong person. Nope. That's what happened to Hope Hicks of the Trump campaign. Yeah. Instead of sending it to a researcher at the RNC, she sent an email with some, you know, strategy in it to Mark Caputo, a reporter for Politico. Now, Heather Hunter, you have worked with many talk show hosts over the vast years of your career before you landed with the two greatest.
The two greatest ever.
Very true. Very true.
What happened?
There was an email to the staff from the host, and kind of an angry email, kind of upset over a few things. One of the people on the staff was named Matt.
Okay.
Well, the email to the staff also had Matt Drudge on the email.
So a talk show host you used to work for lays out all of these issues that this host is having with staff and complaints and problems and things, and it all goes to Matt Drudge.
And at first, I sent an email to the other staffers, like, is there a reason why Matt Drudge is on our email? Because this is really bad if he publishes
this.
Why
would you want to share this with Matt Drudge? I mean,
this could be very controversial.
Suddenly there's a siren going over.
Luckily, he ignored it, or it just went in his spam, it was kind of nerve-wracking.
Oh, hold on, Heather. Heather's got another. Steve in Virginia has one, though, too. Steve, you're on WMAO.
Hey, Steve, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey, good.
Hey, I've been email pen pals with Mark Cuban over the years. Not for a while, but a few years ago. And his emails included death threats and lots of profanity.
Wait, to you?
Yeah, towards me, yeah.
Oh, all right.
It all started when when the Mavs lost in the first round of the playoffs, when they were favored to win the championship, and they lost to Golden State, who was an 8 seed. So he had just got done funding the movie Redacted, which portrayed our soldiers in a bad light during a shooting war, which I thought was shameful on his part. So I told him that the basketball guards were, you know, getting back at him, and he responded in full fury. And it led to a series of emails traded back and forth. And eventually I got confidential emails sent from Mark Cuban to his attorney, who was also named Steve. And they involved business decisions that were going to be made based on who was going to be elected president.
Ooh.
And also elected to local and state office in Texas.
Dude, that's good stuff.
I proceeded to have a lot of fun with those emails, sort of, I guess, impersonating his attorney and sending back snarky responses to him. And he finally figured out that it was me. And then, of course, the profanity and the threat started again. And it was just a lot of fun there for about 6 or 8 months, going back and forth with them.
I bet it was.
The spelling errors and grammatical errors were glaring. I thought it was an intern responding to me at first, but I called the secretary of the Mavs down in Texas, and she said, yeah, he's the only one that answers that email. So I knew it was him.
Steve, that's an amazing story. Cuban thinks that he's sending emails to his attorney named Steve, but because Steve from Virginia was in there.
That's not good.
That's not good. Heather, apparently you have more stories like this.
As Brian mentioned in TV, when I was a television producer, you often have a thing called Top Line, which is an internal chat program.
Uh-huh.
My main name, Smith. So mine was Smith.
A lot of Smiths, right.
Was Smith H. Well, Shep Smith was just Smith.
And so people
would constantly chat to Shep Smith while he was on air to me. And so Shep would constantly have to tell people, oh, you mean Heather. And he would even message me, Corey's looking for you.
That's
and it'd be while he's on air, too.
I was wondering what he's doing when he goes down on the keyboard there.
Yeah.
We're getting an email from Roger here, who said that Roger's an attorney. He says, client questioned a bill, and my brother emailed another partner at the firm saying, this guy is an a-hole, and then the client, of course, was copied on that.
Oh, no!
And the client responded, you, sir, are the a-hole.
Well, you know, this sometimes also happens with text messages.
Yeah.
That you send a text message that you think you're sending it to somebody else, and you get it. That, man, that recently happened to me.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and I sort of just sat back and waited for the other person to realize their mistake.
Well, this whole discussion was really in great love and concern for Hope Hicks, who actually I hear is a fantastic person. I've never met her in person. This is had to have been a tough day for her yesterday. You'll get past it. We've all been there, Hope Hicks, onward and upward. It's 822 on WMAL.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You've got good reasons to keep your carpets looking good. You know, when you it's almost like getting a facial or having your skin looking good. If your skin looks good, you look good, right? Well, your carpet is sort of the skin of your home, in a way. I mean, it's a prominent feature. If your carpet looks lousy, your home looks lousy. So get your carpets looking good. You don't have to get new carpets. No, just get Zero Res out there because they make your carpets look new. And it's just $39 a room with this great deal they've got. I'll tell you more about that in a minute, but I want to tell you, they clean my carpets. They look new. They feel soft. They smell fresh again because they don't use those chemicals that leave the residue and the smell in your house. And by the way, they've also taken care of my allergy problems this spring. All that pollen and dander hidden in your carpets, they come in and it is gone. Breathe easy again. And right now, well, your wallet is going to breathe easy, too, because the Larry O'Connor WMAL special is for a limited time only. They're going to come out, pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $39 a room. $39 a room. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res now. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. The Price is Right live stage show, plus Winona and the Big Noise, Carlos Mencia and 38 Special. The biggest acts always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help. No purchase necessary. Full rules at the box office.
If you're a man facing a divorce, you may be feeling kind of lost and confused.
You should never confide in anyone who is trying to take your money and your children.
Attorney Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell is quoted by the Wall Street Journal.
Guys often have to work a little harder to be awarded primary custody. But when you're disadvantaged, you'll continue to be so unless you do what you can to help yourself.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell is quoted by the Wall Street Journal. The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Virginia attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-0000. Or visit online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Fairfax and Arlington.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
825 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Beltway Outer Loop as you come out of Springfield toward Van Dorn, Eisenhower Avenue, crash gone. Those delays easing. Inner Loop, though, still jammed through Annandale. Then off and on north of 66 toward the Legion Bridge. A lot of volume coming in from the west with the sun glare this morning, but 66, Greenway, Toll Road 7. I don't have any incidents reported. Now, we are absolutely at a crawl through town because of a crash on the westbound Southeast Southwest Freeway. So, if we're coming off of the 11th Street Bridge, the accident's going to be after the 3rd Street Tunnel, before the 14th Street Bridge. Watch for police direction. 295 jammed its length northbound, leaving the Beltway southbound, both off of the BW Parkway and 50. And the big story of the morning had been the closure of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Eastbound span had been closed for over an hour, finally reopened, and traffic slowly starting to move again. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
How much of a rain chance? Isolated shower, thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy again. We'll stay on the hot side up near 88 degrees, about 10 above normal. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. It is now 827. Time for Critter News here on WMAL, a fan favorite. We start out with some news about crustaceans. Crustaceans are surging in the Chesapeake Bay. I'm talking about, you know, Maryland blue crabs, except in Virginia. And in Virginia, they're called Virginia blue crabs. There are a bunch of them. Scientists are now estimating that there are 553 million crabs in the Chesapeake Bay.
Not for long.
Which, that's right. Which is a huge surge over last year. That's 35% more crabs than they estimated last year. And that's up 38% from the previous year. So, I mean, it's like over the last 2 years, crab population improved by more than 70%.
Yep.
That's pretty amazing.
It's amazing. It can only mean one thing. More soft shell crabs, more crab cakes, more everything.
Well, it also is a testament to the fine job you're doing as Maryland's official crab cakes or unofficial crab cakes.
It's a tough job, and I've got to do it.
Yeah, because it's not really official yet.
Well, no.
That we need that paperwork, Governor Hogan.
The governor said that I would be there.
Yeah, he said, but I haven't seen the paperwork yet. It's 828 on WMAL.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to bloodsugar99.com. That's bloodsugar99.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to bloodsugar99.com. That's bloodsugar99.com now.
If it's in your nature to seek adventure, the 2016 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. With available 5.2 seating, you'll take comfort in leaving your comfort zone. The journey begins when you visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer. Lease the 2016 Discovery Sport SE for $389 per month for 36 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll be joined by Jake Tapper from CNN. It is now 8:30 in the nation's capital, and that means it's once again time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. The news brought to you by the Big Screen Store. The bridge is back open, but the delay remains. Just about a half hour ago, police reopened the eastbound span of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge after all lanes were shut down for about an hour for police activity. There are still major residual delays here on Getaway Day. Jamie Whitten will have the latest coming up at 8:35. After Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe first denied ever talking to Chinese businessman Wang Wenliang, Time Magazine now reporting McAuliffe actually invited Wang to a Democratic fundraiser at Hillary Clinton's D.C. home in 2013. Wang's donations to McAuliffe's 2013 campaign for governor at the center of an FBI and DOJ investigation. Hopes were a little higher that peace talks may be on the way between the Taliban and Afghan government following the death of the Taliban's highest in command in a U.S. drone strike, but the new leader has reportedly told the leadership council that will not be happening. Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook says they have a decision to make.
Whether they want to do the responsible thing, which is be part of Afghanistan's future and sit down at the peace table, or whether they want to continue to suffer defeats on the battlefield, because those are the two options right now.
Taliban officials say Mullah Akhtar Mansour's death will only make the group more emboldened. While air travelers may be fuming about the long security lines at the airport, an Associated Press investigation finds there may be more issues outside.
Outside the nation's busiest airports, the AP reports someone gets over fences or through gates that guard planes and runways about every 10 days. In 2015, one woman walked onto a tarmac in San Francisco and tried to flag down a jet. JFK International in New York City had three fence jumpers. Altogether, AP learned of at least 345 perimeter security breaches at 31 major U.S. airports since 2004. Airport officials say none of the incidents have been linked to terrorism and that most intruders are caught quickly. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 17,851, the NASDAQ at 48,94. Sports, the Nats host the Cardinals tonight after losing the rubber game to the Mets. O's fell in Houston. NBA playoffs, Cleveland takes a 3-2 series lead over Toronto after a blowout win. NHL playoffs, the San Jose Sharks heading to the Stanley Cup Finals. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. Memorial Day savings starts now. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $899. Wow, $899. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We doubled the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs, which means if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Memorial Day savings starts now. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DLME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
Achoo! Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
8:35 now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go back to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Trying to get through town, Suitland Parkway jammed from before Route 5, and it is a solid lineup to get past 295 or to merge onto 295. And then for those of you continuing onto South Capitol Street over the Douglas Bridge. Now, why is that so slow? Because we still have this longstanding crash that's jamming the 11th Street Bridge onto the westbound freeway. The crash after the 3rd Street Tunnel under police direction. 295 northbound slows from the Beltway and both BW Parkway and 50 solid lineup. So plan for that extra time. If you're coming in on, say, the BW or 50 and you're thinking of taking Rhode Island Avenue, that's still working as an option for you. Southbound George Washington Parkway starts to pick up some of that volume down toward the Key Bridge again. Earlier crash had been cleared out of the travel lanes. 270 southbound. Once you get by the volume near Route 80 Urbana, slows Germantown onto the 270 spur. That crash gone. And at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, again, traffic has been released. We had it stopped for over an hour with police activity on the bridge. But again, eastbound lanes of 50 open, traffic moving slowly through. Update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
How much of a rain chance? Isolated shower, thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy again. We'll stay on the hot side up near 88 degrees, about 10 above normal. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Woodbridge, 68 in Kensington, 67 here in D.C. Traffic and weather sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630,
WMAL.
It's 8:37 on WMAL where Washington comes to talk, and joining us on the line now, good friend of this program, Jake Tapper, anchor of The Lead and State of the Union on CNN Must Watch TV. If you want to know what's going on in the world around you, Jake Tapper, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Well, let's get right to it. This Inspector General's report yesterday about Hillary Clinton's private email server, wow, it raises a few eyebrows and it raises a lot of questions. Your take on it?
Well, we did a fact check with Evan Perez on my show yesterday at the top of the show, going into detail about things that Secretary Clinton had said about her email server and things that were contradicted specifically by the Inspector General in this report. Now, we should note the report broadly discusses problems in communication among all secretaries of state when it comes to electronic communications, but it's not honest to suggest that it doesn't really single out Hillary Clinton, because it does. And among the things that I found surprising, one, that it said very clearly that they could find no evidence that Clinton or her top aides ever sought legal guidance on whether or not her private server was okay. And then also there were questions about whether or not there had ever been any hacking attempts. And lastly, it appears that she and her top aides did not cooperate with the Inspector General, even though former Secretaries of State Albright, Powell, Rice, and current Secretary of State John Kerry all cooperated.
Yeah, that was a pretty devastating one as well, especially since she's been saying that she's transparent and cooperating and willing to cooperate. There's one other thing, Jake, and I don't know, you've been covering this story from the beginning and doing a great job on it. One thing I've never noticed, when somebody, you know, starts a new job like Hillary Clinton did as the Secretary of State, and she's doing something that's not typical, which is using her own server for emails, you would think there would be a directive to staff, you know, say, listen, Hillary Clinton, you know, Secretary Clinton is not on the government email system. Therefore, let's be sure that, you know, nothing sensitive gets sent to her. Is anyone ever suggested that there was any kind of official notification of employees of the State Department that she was doing this? How did people know what the rules were?
Well, very few people had access to her specifically. I don't think that would be unusual for a Secretary of State.
Okay.
But no guidance that I can see, and nothing that the Inspector General discussed. One other thing that was interesting in the Inspector General report was that two tech staffers, two IT staffers, yes, at one point raised questions about whether or not the private server was in accordance with legal rules, mainly because of the legal requirement of the preservation of records, the idea that you have got to keep a government record of all your emails, according to the Records Act. And when these two tech staffers raised this issue to the director of IT, they were told that Clinton and her team had gotten legal guidance on this issue, which according to the Inspector General, they can find no evidence of. And also, they were told to never bring up the subject again, yeah, which is odd.
Yeah, this is a topic that should not be raised again, is basically what they,
yeah,
were told. Yeah, very interesting stuff. I also found it very interesting, this exchange between Clinton and Huma Abedin, in which she said, look, we need to get a separate... And they're talking about setting her up on the State Department server. Mm-hmm. And this is in 2010. They said, we need to get you set up on the State Department. And Hillary sent an email to Huma Abedin, which said, let's get separate address and device. I don't want any risk of personal being accessible. Talking about personal emails being accessible, I guess, through FOIA requests down the path.
Well, that's the question, is what did she mean by that? Did she mean accessible by hackers? Did she mean accessible by FOIA requests? That's the question. That we actually had a discussion about this at our staff meeting yesterday when we were talking about this issue. I don't know what she meant. I certainly think that it's worth asking next time somebody gets an interview, or if she appears at a rope line, what exactly she did. Trying to protect personal emails from FOIA requests? This is somebody, obviously, who has been through decades of, very, very partisan, bitter, nasty battles, Clintons versus House Republicans, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Or is there something else going on here? She didn't want anybody to have access to anything. I don't know what she meant.
But it certainly contradicts the ongoing assertion by Secretary Clinton that this whole thing was set up for her convenience. There was obviously something she was trying to keep from getting out, whether it was personal emails or not. You mentioned your colleague Evan Perez, and I would just want to quickly pivot to another story that he broke this week there on CNN, and having to do with the FBI investigation into Terry McAuliffe. And we don't have a whole lot of information, but this is sort of piling on and adding to the sort of Clinton issue, the mistrust issue, since he's such a close confidant. Do you think that this is starting to leave a mark with Democratic voters who still have a pretty big primary coming up?
I don't know, obviously, where the McAuliffe investigation goes. As he points out, an investigation is not a verdict. But obviously, there is no governor in the country tied more closely to Bill and Hillary Clinton than Terry McAuliffe, who served as their DNC chair and is legitimately a friend of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has less to do with the primaries, given that the Virginia already had its Democratic primary, did it not?
Yeah, it did. I'm really just speaking about the ongoing Clinton fatigue here as she tries to secure California.
Look, it could have an effect. It could also I think it's more likely to have a more direct effect on potentially battleground Commonwealth Virginia. I mean, mm-hmm. that's a state that Hillary Clinton wants to win in November, assuming she's the nominee. And who knows where McAuliffe will be in terms of his ability to appear on the stump with her and get out the vote in the impressive way he did for his own gubernatorial race. I don't know where the investigation's going. Certainly, it's not helpful.
No.
That's for sure.
Jake Tapper, great having you. Thank you, as always.
Thanks,
sir.
Jake.
And yeah, and by the way, I just want to point out, I know that Mediaite has reposted that opening scene there with Evan Perez going through all of the contradictions in this IG report compared to what Hillary Clinton said in the past. It's a great segment, so you should all check it out.
It is now 8:44 on WMAL.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
It is 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're back to normal, Brian, on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. And again, kudos to first responders, as always. The police situation taken care of. On the Bay Bridge, eastbound, nothing blocked. And I'm not seeing any delays remaining now approaching the main toll plaza. So you're good to go if you're going early to the Eastern Shore. Now, let's get you to the Wilson Bridge, still backing near Route 5, top side of the Maryland Beltway from College Park to Silver Spring. Getting better. Northbound 95 crash, north of 212. That's been cleared, so the northbound delays have eased. Southbound had a minor incident in that area. It was over to the shoulder, distracting us, though. Southbound jammed out of Germantown on 270 onto the 270 spur. And the southeast southwest freeway still crash cleanup at last check, waiting on a tow truck. Westbound freeway as you approach the 14th Street Bridge, DC 295 jammed each way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much of a rain chance. Isolated shower, thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloud again. We'll stay on the hot side up near 88 degrees, about 10 above normal. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 68 degrees at 8:47.
I have turned over all of my emails. No one else can say that. I have been incredibly open about doing that. I will continue to be open, and it's not an issue that is going to affect either the campaign or my presidency.
That's Hillary Clinton's reaction last night about the Inspector General's report.
She's incredibly open and transparent, except that I didn't talk to the Inspector General at all.
Yep, she didn't cooperate, and she hasn't turned over all of her emails. As we've already learned, some emails have turned up, and they were never released to the State Department.
Yeah, I mean,
That's an important point.
We now know that there were 19 emails that she did not turn over that were work-related emails. But how do we know this? They were between General David Petraeus and her on her private server, and they never showed up in all of the emails that she turned in and said were work-related.
Well.
And the only reason we got them is because the DOD turned them in.
Yeah, listen, maybe she was emailing General Petraeus about yoga classes.
Yoga class or Zumba.
Last night in his campaign rally in Anaheim, California, Donald Trump mentioned the IJ report in his own inimitable way.
Not so good. The Inspector General's report, not good.
Then take that.
Yeah.
Mark Levin got a little bit more into the details on the report than Donald Trump did. Listen to this from last night's Levin show. We love Mark.
You've heard by now Hillary Clinton violated email rules. What? There's email rules? That's how Politico headlined their breaking story. State Department watchdog Clinton violated email rules. No, she didn't violate email rules. She violated federal law. The State Department Inspector General concluded that Hillary Clinton did not comply with the agency's policies on records. Guilty. Guilty. She's guilty of violating a federal law. It's not just the State Department that comes up with these policies. These policies are put in place to undergird the Federal Records Act.
Yeah, and this is a very important point because, yes, the State Department has rules about emails, but all of those rules are meant to be there so that the agency and all of the members, employees, are in compliance with the Federal Records Act. It is 18 U.S. Code subsection 2071.
Yeah.
Whoever willfully or unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, or destroys, or attempts to do so, or with the intent to do so, take and carries away any record, proceeding, map, book, paper, document, or other thing filed or deposited with any clerk or officer of any court of the United States or in any public office or with a judicial or public officer of the United States shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both. That's what she did. And by the way, there's one other part of this Federal Records Act that is very important for everyone to note. If you have been found to violate the Federal Records Act, you will be fined. You can get 3 years in prison. But listen to this also.
Yeah.
They shall also forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States.
How about that?
Wow. And as Mark Levin put it,
guilty. Guilty.
8:49 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Yo hablo español porque lo estudié en la escuela. Sorprendido? Soy el Dr. Sanjay Gupta, corresponsal, médico, and jefe de CNN. The best approach to raising bilingual kids is to start early. The child should hear as much of both languages as possible from birth, ideally from two different speakers who consistently speak one of the languages to them. That's what Emory University psychology professor Laura Namy told us. Pediatrician Dr. Gwendolyn Delaney agrees, saying studies have shown children exposed to more than one language have greater tissue density in the areas of the brain related to language, memory, and attention. The most common concern among parents is that exposing kids to multiple languages might confuse them, but experts say not to worry. They may occasionally substitute a word from one language into a sentence in another language, but this doesn't mean they don't understand which words belong in which language. Soy el Dr. Sanjay Gupta, ayudándole a vivir una vida mejor.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
How fast are Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are Allegra gel caps?
10 more lawns to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your indoor and outdoor allergies. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger among OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Guilty. Guilty.
Ted Brett Automotive is the place to go for your Chevy, Ford, Lincoln, even Harley. Yeah, they got it all covered, either new or pre-owned. Ted Brett stands by every deal, every vehicle. In fact, with Ted Brett for Life, which is a great program they got over there, you'll be guaranteed that your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Brett comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. You know, you should really schedule your next service with them. They've got 9 great locations in Northern Virginia or online at tedbritt.com. And by the way, while you're out there, you've got to check out the amazing Memorial Day sales event. It's going on right now. Prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on their selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. It's the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. Love these guys. They're the place to go. Why not just swing on out there? It's a beautiful day for a drive in Northern Virginia this weekend. It's Memorial Day. Take advantage of the deal. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Memorial Day is just around the corner, and if you've decided this is the year you're going to replace those old, worn-out windows, I have great news for you. Hi, I'm Andrew Kanopic of Renewal by Anderson, and right now during our Memorial Day sale, save 20% off your entire project, including installation. With no money down, no interest, and no payments for one full year. Plus, for 2 weeks only, save an additional $200 off your entire project. That's right, an additional $200 in savings on top of our 20% discount. Call between now and Memorial Day to save 20% and pay no money down, no interest, and make no payments for one full year. Plus, take an additional $200 off your project during our Memorial Day sale. If this is the year you check windows off your list, there's no better time than now. Remember, these great savings end on Memorial Day. Call Renewal by Andersen today. Call 855-478-5640. That's 855-478-5640. Renewal by Andersen, the better way to a better window. Discount and financing with approved credit only. Minimum purchase required, 0% APR. Call for additional cost information.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-705-2855. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-705-2855. That's 1-800-705-2855.
Boeing is proud to be a sponsor of National Military Appreciation Month, honoring the legacy, service, and commitment of America's armed forces.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we are back to normal heading to the Bay Bridge. So if you are heading away for the long weekend toward the Eastern Shore, you can now take 50 eastbound toward the main toll plaza and get over the bridge span without any delay with lanes open. Now, 66, this is a different story now. I have additional fire and rescue units at the scene of this crash. Eastbound 66 as you come up to the Fairfax County Parkway. In fact, I see three ambulances that have come up to the scene of the incident. Only the left lane slowly getting by. So that's why the pressure is still on. We already had delays back out of Manassas. So it's continuous heading up toward the Fairfax County Parkway. Inner loop of the Beltway, pretty much linked up delays leaving Springfield toward the American Legion Bridge. It's just been the heavy volume for us this morning. And on the westbound Southeast-Southwest Freeway, the crash after the 3rd Street Tunnel before the 14th Street Bridge. Looks like they now have lanes open, but they took a while to clear out these delays off of both the Suitland Parkway and 295 each direction. Brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C. DC's only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Trying to push some showers in from the west. We'll see some sunshine with increasing clouds as we go through the day. A stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon, and stay warm. Up near 88, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees already at 8:56.
Want to gain some time back into your life? Let Molly Maid give your home a thorough cleaning. Use the hours you spend cleaning on something else. Molly Maid is offering $20 off the first two cleanings for our WMAL listeners. Contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fauquier, and Fredericksburg counties. Schedule a free in-home estimate. Visit WMAL.com/Molly Maid. Molly Maid, a clean you can trust.
Oh, to be young again. How many times a day do you say that to yourself? Well, Chamonix has extended their spring sale so you can restore your youth and take years off your face with Genucel stem cell therapy targeting eye puffiness and bags. Genucel by Chamonix uses apple plant stem cell technology and it'll help reduce those bags in no time. And from Sherman Oaks says, I started using Genucel after hearing about it on the radio. Right away, I felt my skin tightening up. In fact, I don't have to wear concealer anymore. My normal routine is now just Genucel instead of layers of makeup. And Genucel works for men and women. And for a limited time, Chamonix is going to double your order absolutely free. 800-525-2720. Call 800-525-2720. When you call Chamonix right now, they're going to throw in their best-selling La Sance neck treatment absolutely free. Nothing works better for the sensitive skin on the neck area, and that's yours for free when you try Genucel today. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Hurry, this sale won't be around long. 800-525-2720.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
If you had triple the chance of winning a big jackpot, you might be more tempted to play it, right? Triple the chance of getting the best seat at a show. How about triple the chance of getting better, faster service? Well, that's what Snell's 777 is all about. My stand-up guys are available 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week. AC breaks down? We're not going to leave you hanging. And we're not, absolutely not, going to charge you extra if we come out on a Saturday or a Sunday. Why take a chance with any other company? Triple your chances of satisfaction by keeping these numbers in mind. 777. Snell will be here for you 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week. And hey, keep these numbers handy too. 703-450-6300. And on the web at snellheatingandair.com.
And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Here he is. First of all, let me say Friday, Brett Baer will join us. I'm getting carried away. I'm so excited. Well, he came in early and it's just so rare. We want to get right to
like Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah, here he is, Chris Plant.
Bing, 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 ricochet rabbit. You know, the most interesting thing about Barack Obama's new house is that it's an easy walk to the mosque. I don't know. Yeah, it's just around the corner. It's right.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.